Thank you for calling in today to AXPO. This is Angela. How can I help you today?
Hey Angela, I got a call from AXPO for scheduling a delivery.
Okay, I can help you with getting your delivery scheduled. Can I please have the phone number that's associated with your order so I can pull it up and help you?
Yeah, it is 864-404-7167.
All right, thank you for that information. The next question I have for you is, what's the name of the store that you bought these items from?
Costco.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure I was looking for you on the right screen, that's all.
Yep.
All right, give me 1 minute. Thank you for that information. Give me 1 minute to get you pulled up out the system. All right, I should be able to see you in less than 30 seconds. Just hold for me. All right, is it under Akash Bhatia?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
All right, so is your address 5102 Laurel Park, Canton, Michigan, 48188?
Yes.
All right. Give me 30 seconds to pull this up order up for you.
Okay.
And thank you for verifying all that information for me. Hold on just a second. Is your email address bhatia.akashus@gmail.com, which is basically your first name dot your last name with a U-S at the end. All right, hold on just a second. Let's see what happened. It looks like they want you to reschedule this. Did you miss your delivery? Order not delivered. They put a note on there.
What is the note?
Yeah, it was not delivered. Doesn't say why it wasn't delivered. It just said it wasn't. Then they sent you scheduling emails or either phone calls telling you to schedule.
So,
okay. So all we have to do is just get your schedule.
Yeah. Do you have the product with you guys?
Okay. I see. It says you will need lift scraps. Okay. They put it all in the notes. So they should be ready the next time. They put it in the delivery notes as well. Okay. All right. So you ready to schedule it?
No, there should be more delivery notes. The team that came for delivery was not experienced. They could not bring in the door.
Yeah, I saw all of that.
3 hours.
Yeah.
So they tried for 3 hours. So I would like to have a different team this time.
Okay.
And also the product that they brought on Friday, they damaged while bringing in the product. So a new product needs to be brought in.
Okay, hold on. Hold on just a second. Didn't say all of that. I saw the notes. Hold on just a moment. Hold on just a second. They might be trying to get you to reschedule the one that's damaged.
Yes, I just want to make sure the notes are clear.
Yeah, hold on just a second. Yeah, they have a lot of notes on here. That means I have to read some more of them. This is all from yesterday. Give me a minute. Cover has been called about to slide the unit. And for the four not to be scratched, customer wants a different team. Okay, they put all that in the notes already.
Yeah. Yeah, so my question,
they said they had tried to get it in for 3 hours and not able to deliver it. They put all that on there. It says, see that the hub is rescheduled. Okay. See you back at the hub. All right. Let me send them an email. Let's see if they did an escalation on it.
Yeah, so the team was new. They were not experienced. They could not bring it in. Also, they damaged the product. So
Yeah, the store is going to have to do that. Let me send them an email. Hold on just a second. To the hub and make them aware that you don't want that item. You said the item was damaged, is what you're saying?
No, they brought, when they were bringing trying to bring in the door, because they were not experienced, they were new guys, they damaged while bringing in. So they were not able to still bring in, but the product got damaged.
Okay, that's what I was asking. That's all I was asking. You said the product was damaged. That's a yes or a no.
Yes,
and
the
you
product
want,
got
so
damaged.
You want, so you don't want that product. You want another one. I just want to make sure I understand. Okay, hold on.
Yes,
let me send
them
an email. Because they done an escalation for it already. Hold on just a second. I'm going to copy the escalation over notes over. Hold on. You have to contact the store. They're the ones that create the new PO. So I'm just sending this to the warehouse to let them know to stop trying to get you to schedule this particular item, because you're saying that you don't want it. So hold on just a second, because that's what that looks like. That's what they're calling you about.
Just to be clear, I don't want the damaged product. I want the
new product. Yeah, that's why I was asking those questions, just to make sure I heard you clearly. And that's what my email is telling them. All right, I'm almost finished. Give me about another minute, okay?
Yeah, no problem.
So, let's see. Tell them to return. I set it up for them to return it to the store. So it'll stop calling you. All right, what's the name of the state? Michigan, MI.
Yeah, I have the pictures also of the damaged product that they were trying to bring in.
Okay.
Actually, they damaged my door frame as well.
Did anybody give you the number for the claims department?
No.
Okay, let me know, because they've already done an escalation. Let me know when you got a pen and a piece of paper. I'll get that to you.
Yeah. Give me 1 second. Yeah, I have.
Let me know when you're ready.
Yep.
Okay. 315.
315.
453.
9715. What is the name of this department?
That's the claims department for XPO. About your scratched items at your home.
Yeah. Yeah, but for the new delivery, you will the XPO will be taking care, right?
Yes, that's why I told you, you can still call the store if you want to make sure that they've done a new PO. But I'm sending them an email telling them to stop calling you. I set it up for return so the system will stop calling you. They need to return that one to the store, because you said you don't want the damaged one, and that looks like that's the one they're calling you about.
Understood. No, I want a new one. So probably
yes.
New PO is needed.
Yes, sir. So that's what I'm telling them now. And they've already done an escalation for you. So I'm not going to be able to do another one. They've already done one.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else?
No, I'm good. I'm not blaming the guys who came just because they were new and inexperienced. You know, the product is a refrigerator. It's a heavy refrigerator. So probably the guys who send them first time need to be taken care of. You cannot send an inexperienced guy for a heavy delivery, you know. You understand?
That. Yes, sir. If there's nothing else, again, I apologize for the damage they did to your item and to your home. Okay, but thank you for calling the XPO, and go ahead and call the claims department about the damage to your home. That's what that call is about.
Yeah,
all right, thanks for calling the XPO. You have a great day.
Thank you.